for me at least, and I have plenty of people, friends from there whose experience was the exact opposite, but I actually found the whole process of losing all of my possessions to be quite liberating. I've always been a sucker for nostalgia, and I've also been sentimental, and that was completely forced out of my personality. I moved to New Orleans in 2004, about a year before Katrina hit. So we just stayed up, you know, really late to evacuate at around like 3 a.m. So we actually had no trouble getting out. But then we went back maybe 2 or 3 days after we evacuated. We drove down and we were able to talk ourselves past the military blockade. And we spent actually a couple days driving around. You don't realize how much noise there is in the background of the city. Like, you sort of take that for granted. The creepiest part, there were no animal sounds, you know, so that coming out of the car, it was almost like you're holding your hands over your ears. And it was the definition of a deafening silence. You actually would get nervous when you saw another person because you're wondering, why are you here? Everything was just sort of brown, plants, trees. It was all sort of the same color. And it was almost like being in a silent black and white film, because all of the color had been completely drained from the landscape and all of the sound completely removed. I mean, it absolutely changed my life forever. As an artist, my work changed a lot after that. Lost not only my entire first year of graduate school work, but also like all of the work I'd done in undergrad that I'd brought with me. Having that sort of clean slate in a lot of ways freed me up. So the very first series of works I did when I got back from New Orleans was I went around with my camera and I asked people to pose, and I would ask them to make their Katrina face. And I wouldn't elaborate what that meant or what they were supposed to do, and I just let them do whatever they want. Then I would take the photograph of the face that they made in between them, like trying to make the face. And so it ended up with this very vulnerable, unguarded, whatever psychologically was happening with them. That's what I was trying to capture. The being stranded in Birmingham for several months, not knowing what's going on, not knowing if people are breaking into our house. And I think about just the uncertainty. I think about having to figure out where we're going to live, and then just the bouncing around. All of those things were up in the air. You could feel it in the air, and you could feel it in the people who were there. Like, no one was certain about anything. And the anxiety was so intense, and people started to crack a little bit. There's that saying that ordinary people do terrible things when terrible things become ordinary. All of the people that I was friends with and the people that I knew or were close to, just how they were coping with this kind of really awkward and like terrible situation that everyone was in. We all were just sort of pretending that everything was going to be okay, because if you didn't pretend it was okay, like, you were sort of just giving up. I used to always give my dad a hard time about how the older he gets, the faster the days go by. I am actually starting to get to that point now where I have to really stop and think about everything that's happened since then. So it is actually like kind of shocking that was 10 years ago. I don't think about Katrina nearly as much as I would have predicted that I would. I will say, going back now, it feels like a completely different city than it did before Katrina. But I think the one thing that saves New Orleans is the culture is so amazing and it's so unique, and there's not another city on the planet like it. And the people who choose to live there are kind of incredible. That's what I think will always keep New Orleans weird and cool.